Blog Talk Radio.
For me, appreciate it. Thank you. My people love me. What's going on, America? Big Blue Nation, Giants fans all over the world. Shakedown Sports Podcast presents in the AM. Back in effect Tuesday morning, August 8th, double eight. You know what I mean? Had to get the 808. And we here. I'm here. Shake is here. Good morning. It's good to be back on these airwaves. I want to send out the kite.
As promised.
You know what I'm saying? Let's pat ourselves on the motherfucking back that we made it. And I tell you what, I don't know how, because it was planes, trains, and automobiles last night, baby. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Yeah, I tell you what, I didn't think I wasn't either. Then I got woken up and I was like, you know what? All right. That's what God telling me, huh?
I know, right? God. Wake up. Gotta put on a show. It's time to play instruments for money.
Yes, sir. What's going on this morning? What's going on, Big Blue Nation? Some bullshit. I'm trying to get my smoke
hold
on.
It down.
Shit.
Hold it down. Hold it down. I'm trying to do something over stuff.
Hold it down.
Well,
yeah, I got it.
We definitely got our ears and eyes glued to the TV as the Giants invade Detroit land. You know what I'm saying? I have joint practices with the Lions. I've been the Lions then. You know what I mean? How can they compete? How will they compete? I like this team, though. I like this choice of a practice partner.
Pause. What is it about now that you like?
That they on the rise. It seems like Campbell, the players have finally, well, not finally, but, you know what I mean, he's shown enough for them to buy in, you know what I mean? The way they're coached, talent, the way they drafted, seems like they, you know, seems like the Lions and the Jets kind of did some things. It's like they had an epiphany. And they completely decided that here and now we are going to change the way we do things.
Here and now.
You know what I'm saying? I vow to run this place better.
But yeah, man. They do look like they on the rise. Them and the Jets, but more so the Lions, winning 8 of the last 9 games last season. They was on fire, man. They was on fire. And one of the things crazy because I think they had a hard knocks last year. We got to watch them, and we seen like Goff. You know, he was doing all those throws in practice, and you know they was impressed. And you like, okay, yeah, well, yeah, I mean it's Goff, and he had a bad year the previous year. He like, you know, it's Goff, it's whatever. But then he goes out last year and has a great season. So now you're looking at this team in a total different light. They went out there and said, all right, yeah, I mean, we appreciate you, Jamal Williams, for all the touchdowns that you gave us. But you can go down there in New Orleans. We're going to go ahead and draft this kid Gibbs over here from Alabama. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to draft this kid Gibbs from Alabama. You know, nice little Alabama running back. You know, you got to say it like that, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Right. Nice little Alabama running back. And
don't you hurt my brother, Raylan.
Nah, but seriously, man, they definitely did some things out there. I don't know what the hell's going on with Jameson Williams. I don't know. But that ain't no problem of ours, right? Like, he should be there for the practice, right? Because I want our DBs to go ahead and deal with that, them problems right there. Go ahead and deal with them problems. Let me see how you deal with that.
Yeah, nothing.
Also, you know, with Paris Campbell's and all that, that's fine. You wanna cover Paris Campbell's and all that. Let me see you cover Jameson Williams. Let me see that.
Nah, this is some good shit that they get to cover somebody else, you know what I mean, and actually go, you know what I mean, because if you going against yourself, yeah, you go hard, and you know that with pause, you know, they say that they go at each other, you know what I mean, but different when you get to go up against somebody else, and you can just have reckless abandonment with the exception of getting somebody hurt, of course, but, you know, definitely a good challenge for him. I hope Aziz shows the form, you know what I mean, with that Aziz. Got Milton Cottons on you. Milton Cottons, man, I need you to step up. Make your presence felt. But their quarterback play, I agree with you. Goff kind of also being more efficient in that offense. You know what I mean? And them finding a good formula. You know, passing. That's crazy. I mean, they ended up 8th, I think, Jay Rice said yesterday. They ended up 8th overall in offense or points scored. You know what I mean? I'm like, 8? So they scored. They were averaging like 31 points, 38 points a game. It was not a game.
Oh. Yeah, man. Motherfucking Jameson Williams ain't no damn joke. Then you got Armand St. Brown out there, man. I think he one of the best slots out there, bro. It's just crazy.
Yeah, he definitely was cooking last year. I was looking for him, too. Somebody messed him up.
Yeah, he him.
I'm looking at their life right now. See what all they fucking with. They probably ain't missing on the running back that they got rid of, because a little side note, this button down in New Orleans and shitted on the beignet. He even called them a different name and everything. I was like, oh, man, he's starting off on the wrong foot, son. Can't go down there talking about them people's funnel cakes like that. To me, he said a funnel cake. I said it was a donut. I mean, I agree with him. I'm just saying, you ain't supposed to say it. You know what I mean? Not like right away like that.
All right.
You know what I mean? He called them the negates or something like that. He was like, man, it's just a funnel cake.
Word.
I mean, it's true. No, let's take that sugary dessert very serious. But I was actually, I agree with him 100%. Went to New Orleans, I had a beignet. I was like, all this shit is a powdery ass donut. I thought this was something else. Drips and goddamn powder. But, I want to know if Detroit going to carry a fullback. They got a fullback on the roster. Does anybody even believe in them anymore?
I don't think so. They're a dying breed. But they did draft a kid, Sam Laporta, the tight end. And I think that boy going to be...
Yeah.
That boy going to be...
Let's see. He got that life as a...
That's going to have to deal with some things, man.
Yes, man. Got Marvin Jones, Denzel Mims, Khalif Raymond, Armand St. Brown, James Williams, Trey Quinn. They're going to even have to deal with their depth. Chase Cota. Number 88. Looking like old boy from Varsity Blues. You know what I'm saying? But nah, look, man, they got a... It's a good squad. They got that tackle on Jermaine Elfiede. He's an 8-year veteran. I thought they had a feed. Shit, he's still playing. Matt Pritchard. P9 Sewell. Alright, so yeah, I'm going to try. I can't wait to see the footage from this.
Yeah, they got to deal with some things on offense, man.
Oh, shit, they got Jack Campbell on. I didn't know they had Jack Campbell.
Bruh.
Oh, hell no.
The Lions is not playing, bro. That draft that they just had was crazy, bro.
Yeah, I forgot they got Jack Campbell.
That whole damn draft that they did, they was hitting, yo. You remember that shit? It was like, God damn. Oh, the Lions cooking.
Yeah, they are. They are.
They was, man. Especially in the draft and shit, man. That draft, they was going in. They picked up hella talent. And so, like I'm saying, man, that defense going to have to deal with some things, yo.
No, it is. Offense, too. Offense too. Aiden Hutchinson coming in the second year. Benito Jones.
Yeah, definitely. We get to see if Evan Neal, you know what I mean, they just step up trying to shut down Hutchinson. That'll be a very interesting thing to see.
Yeah. Definitely. I expect him to take a leap forward, too. You know what I mean? I do. I got Stephen Gilmore, Will Harris. These are the cornerback life. I think CJ Garner Johnson being hurt is going to hurt their backfield a little bit. But if he was healthy, that was a nice move, too, when they picked him up.
He should be good for the season.
Oh, yes? I thought he had a little, I thought his injury was going to take him into the season a little bit.
You might know more than me.
You might be right. I don't know.
You know?
I don't know either. Let me see. I don't know for sure, but I know it's a blow. Oh, okay. Now he's trying to practice. CJ Garner Johnson speaks with media about nothing being given and everything being earned. Training camp, it says, on return to practice. I don't know when this was. Let's click on it and see.
That's what I'm saying. I think he should be all right for the season. You know what I mean? No quote, man. I ain't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It looks like he might be.
From my knowledge. So, yeah.
And you will be a hell of a guesser on that.
Hey, we ain't got to deal with that shit, so, hey, you know what I'm saying? But hold up. They said he did return to practice, so we do got to deal with that shit. All right, so, you know what I mean?
Seems to be okay after leg injury, July 25th. Oh, this shit was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, because it said he got carted off the field. So that's what I'm, okay. Recall is coming back. So, all right, he all right.
They threw some testing on him?
Threw some testing on him. Be back out there. He might not play in this game, though. Let's see. Hold on.
And, you don't think he's going to be out there in the practices?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I keep on thinking it's a game.
Don't we play? Who we play for the game? That is Detroit, right?
No, The
preseason game. Detroit,
yeah,
right?
The first game is Detroit. Yeah, it's this week.
So we get to practice against them, and then we play them in preseason.
But, hold on. I thought we played the Panthers first.
Oh, that's straight. I know it's early in the morning. Yeah, I mean, wake y'all motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let us know too, man. Y'all come up on here. We ain't put no bat signal out there.
I sent the link in the chat, but I ain't got Twitter no more, so.
Oh yeah, that's right, fuck.
So in our phone joint is the link.
Gotcha. All right.
Let's see here.
I'll probably do something from there.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, it is the Giants versus Lions at Lions, Friday, August 11th, 3 days, at 6 p.m. Yep, so, yeah. Well, and actually, the whole preseason lineup for week two, because the Hall of Fame game doesn't stand on its, I mean, it stands on its own, but that's considered week one now. So, got on Thursday, thus everything kicks off on Thursday, which is Texans-Patriots. At Patriots, Vikings at Seahawks. Those games both on Thursday. One at 6 p.m. The other one is at 9 p.m. And then on Friday is the rest of the slate. And then on Saturday, they got games. And on Sunday, they got games on Sunday too. Oh, so we got football all every day. Yeah, so we got two games on Thursday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 games on Friday. Equal amount of games on Saturday, 6. And then 2 games on Sunday. The 2 games on Sunday is the Chiefs versus the Saints. and the Niners versus the Raiders. Always wanted to say that. About the dude that, I forget his name.
Berman.
Berman, yeah. Chris Berman. Escaped me at the time, America. You know what I mean? The Raiders. I don't know who this is with all these damn ones. You know what I mean? I don't know who that is, but step into the conference is Deuce. Let Snow is safe.
In here.
No, man.
Made it.
What did you say?
I say you step in there like I made it. I mean.
You know what I mean?
I can do it. I can dig it, brother. So, what you looking forward to in this game, though? Yes, he's still stepping in real quick. But for me, I'm just looking for these reserves to make a name for themselves, of course. I want to see who steps up. Want to see who takes the bull by the horn. Say, yo, man, I need to make team out here. We'll make somebody team. I want to see who that person is. I want to see Bryce for a week out there. I want to see what all the hype is about. I want to see him try to, you know what I mean? I hope that he make a big play so we be all talking about it when we get back on the airways after the game. I mean, shit, we be watching it together, so we probably be talking about it together. So, y'all join us for on Friday, Takedown Media Network. But we gonna be watching the game together.
Together. So we got a new listener, new caller, and it's Pat from KC. You know what I mean? Want to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs? Introduce, bring your brother on in. Welcome to the Shakedown Sports Podcast in the AM, sir. We appreciate you. Appreciate the participation. Definitely appreciate the conversation. So go ahead and introduce yourself. Let the people know what you're about, what you're doing, and your question. Go ahead.
What's going on, Pat?
Well, hey, guys. Thanks so much. Well, I'm a big Chiefs fan. I actually know some of the guys that play for the Chiefs, and just wondering, you guys think they can repeat a Super Bowl win this year? They still got it?
Yeah, man, they still one of the strongest favorite teams out there. You know, when you got Pat Mahomes, and I mean, you got the best quarterback in the league, what else? You're a contender until he's not. Until he's not there. So, yeah, he's just definitely always on the top, but I don't know if they actually going to get the job done this year. Talk about that. Hey, let me ask you a question. Being a Chiefs fan, like, what's going on with Clyde Edwards-Helaire? I'm a big fan of his. I get him in fantasy every year. What's going on with the boy, man? Y'all don't want to use him? What's going on? Y'all should trade him. Maybe y'all should trade him to the Giants.
That's a good question. I have him in Dynasty, and unfortunately, I just dropped him. I drafted him when he was a rookie, and, yeah, I don't know what happened to him. He was great for a while, and then, you know, now Pacheco's the man, it seems like. So they might end up trading him. That's a good point.
Yeah, they really like Pacheco, and I think they really like McKinnon because, like, McKinnon, what he brings to the table, versatility, I think they really love that factor. So I think they looking at it like, we don't really need Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, they got Pacheco for running, and they got McKinnon for catching. So I think they're good.
How did I would agree, going back to your question, I do think that, yes, they are still the favorite, still the Super Bowl reigning champs. and they still top of the mountain and the team that has to beat. But my question is about, and the only concern that I would have for the Chiefs in the long playoff run is their offensive line. How do you feel about their offensive line? You think they improved all season?
Yeah, well, I mean, they learned their lesson when they got beat by Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, that they need to build a good offensive line, and it's way better than it was. I mean, I don't know if it's one of the best, but I think it's good enough to give Mahomes enough time, give that guy a few seconds, and he's good to go. So, yeah, I think the O-line's great, and they only lost, you know, they lost Schuster, and they didn't really lose anybody. So, and I think Sky Moore is going to be a breakout guy this year. What do you guys think of Sky Moore?
Love Sky Moore.
Yeah, no,
he's
we
a,
like
he's
him.
He's a chosen one, son.
Yeah, it's just a lot of weapons over there. It's like, I don't know. I mean, people can get the ball over there. But as far as that offensive line, though, and I agree with you, after that loss, they really zeroed down on trying to protect Mahomes. And I think that's when they got Creed Humphreys, right?
Yeah.
That's my son.
He's awesome.
Yeah,
my
so. And then I think this offseason, y'all just let go Zeus Jr., Orlando Brown Jr., but y'all upgraded, I think. I think y'all signed another tackle or something like that. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, that line is definitely improving. I think it's getting better each year. So, and that's the scary part because, you know, it's already loaded weapons. And now you're getting the max protection for it, man. It's like, man, for the best quarterback in the league, it's like I said, man, they're going to be contenders for years to come, in my eyes.
Let me ask you, Pat, real quick, and my bad to interject, but what do you think your weaknesses are? Like, if you, as a fan, if you had to point out your own team's weakness or you think that, you know, they feel less than, what area would you say? And it could be special teams, it could be defense, it could be a player, it could be a position group.
That's a good question, and I'm happy to say I can't really think of a weakness right offhand. I mean, if they lose Chris Jones...
We too good for that shit.
If they lose Chris Jones, that's going to be a weakness there. But what do you guys think?
You threw it back on me. I wasn't prepared for that one. I'm looking at the lifeline. I'm looking at the roster right now. Go ahead, Shay.
Now, you're a fan, so you can tell me if I'm wrong because I don't watch them like that. But as you can see, I follow every goddamn team to a T. So from my knowledge, right, is it that y'all rush defense is a little lack? Because I think y'all have a pass rush, but I think that teams could run on y'all. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's probably, yeah, to point out weakness. I guess that's a good point. But I don't know what they might have improved that in the offseason, too.
Well, you got George.
So,
got George Galifatis in his second year. He should definitely take a leap forward.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
You know, you got Big Dash knows. Big Dash knows. Obviously, he knows about Chenault. But Chanel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's his boy.
That's his boy. Got him. Got Trank. You know what I mean? I mean,
I'm
these are linebackers, not DTs, but.
I'm going to miss Frank the Shark Clark. I loved him.
I know, that's right. And you guys got Danny Shelton. Hey, as a Giants fan, I can speak to this person. I don't know. He's a turnstile for us, hopefully.
Yeah, he do. He doo-doo, baby.
Doo-doo, baby. I didn't know y'all had him. be on the lookout for Danny's show.
Mm-hmm. And Kelsey isn't showing any signs of age, is it?
Not at all. Like, what is going on with this guy, bro?
I got him in the fantasy, Pat. Got him in the fantasy. He's on the squad.
That's it, man. Nice. How he is, bro.
Him and Kittle.
He's going, he's going first round. First round in fantasy this year.
Yeah, he's a beast. He is a beast. What you got? What, I see Isaiah Norman, really from Marshall. You know what I mean? Small school guy. What's does he get any praise in camp so thus far?
Not that I've heard yet, but they're doing a training camp special on NFL radio today that I'm going to listen to. So I'll have to listen and see what they say about him.
That's what's up. So what you think about the Giants? You being a Chiefs fan on the other side of the pond, you know what I mean? Don't really got no skin in the game. How you feel about the Giants' ascension as of late? If you, you know, kept your ear to the streets, so 32 teams like me and the Brother Shakes and the Shakedown and most, you know, sports podcasts, I guess.
Well, I mean, because you're lucky you got Saquon back. He's that was huge.
Praise Ja.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones, he's a good fantasy quarterback. I like him in fantasy. So I think, you know, you guys will be good, but you're in a tough division with the Eagles. So that's you're going to have to get past the Eagles.
Yeah. You daggone Eagles. Forgive me if I forgive me if I don't shit.
I mean, I don't think you got to worry about Dallas or Washington too much, but the Eagles is the one that's going to be tough to get past.
Yeah, I actually think the Commanders actually may be on to something. If I'm side-eyeing that situation and, you know what I mean, acting like Rocky in Rocky III when Clubber Lang was in the dungeon sitting up there grunting at pussy. You know what I mean? That might be a Washington Commander situation. You know, they might be sitting up there quietly getting angry. And because they, you know, still Riverboat Ron. I know, you know, but he still got a good coach. And they made some moves, and Sam Howell's apparently made some players turn in camp. He's been doing well. And they still got an ace in the hole. I tell you, it's a Saquon-like back by the name of Jerry Patterson. Out of Buffalo, really didn't get much burn because of Gibson and the other cat. But if they let that Robinson, if they let him get more snaps, and based off of what I saw, my evaluation, I think he could be very closer for their run game, especially if now they got a new OC. You know what I mean?
Eric,
yeah,
the
Eric the enemy over there from. You know, so I'm not sleeping.
I don't know how he's not a head coach yet. I don't know what the deal is. He should be a head coach. I'd love to have. If I had a team, I'd be trying real hard to get him because he's
like
amazing.
Every year he's in a he's going for a job but never get a actual head coach job. It's crazy. It's amazing, but. With a connection between the Chiefs and the Giants, this is my question, or I want to talk about with you, because I want to know, like, how you feel about this. Like, Kadarius Toney, what do you think about the player, and how you feel about him getting the ring and saying, fuck NYG with the middle finger ring? You know what I mean? Do you like all these antics that he's doing?
No, I thought that was disrespectful towards you guys, towards Giants fans, and he's injured now too. So, I mean, he was
surprise,
great in the Super
surprise.
Bowl.
Surprise! I'm sorry, go ahead, Pat.
He was great in the Super Bowl, but yeah, I mean, if I was a Giants fan, I would not be happy about what he did. But we'll see if he's how bad he's injured. If he's back, I think. It's going to be the Sky Moore show this year, so I don't even know that they're going to need Tony that much.
you trying to say he's going to be a non-factor anyway, so all these antics he's doing is for nay.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Bengals antics leading up to the Bengals-Chiefs game when they were calling it Burrowhead. It's like basically you just get people fired up when you do that kind of stuff. So maybe he'll get the Giants all fired up.
Y'all heard it here, folks.
Yeah, I think you heard it here first.
From a Chiefs fan, y'all. It's how they
I agree with him 100%. And you know the crazy thing, Pat, is because he was my, you know, on the shakedown, we call people that we kind of scout in college, our sons, you know, try to keep track of them all anyway. But he was one of mine coming out of Florida. You know what I mean? I wasn't too mad. I was mad at the fact that they drafted up. But he was second-round talent, you know what I mean? I was like, if he's there in the second round, I absolutely would love to have him, you know what I mean? Unaware that his hamstrings is literally ham hocks, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn. And then the antics that came with it, and it was like he couldn't answer questions in New York. The media was too much for him. I could tell that it was just way, you know, out of the comfort zone. It just couldn't, he couldn't get right here. But then to go there, salute to you. Peace be the journey. Have a great career. But then you still throwing shots back after you done already done moved on. It's like, come on, man. I tell you what, he was up for adoption immediately. Not my son no more.
Hey, man, that's his mother child.
That's his mother child, you know. That's my sister's cousin, so. Nephew.
Oh, man, that's his mother's child, man. I don't know. I don't got nothing to do with that boy. But, yeah, man, Tony, I don't know, man. It's just, like, just a bitter ex-girlfriend. It's like, yo, just move on, bro. Just move on.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Move on.
So real quick, transitioning a little bit off of sports and pay. Stick around if you want, if you have any entertainment in this realm. But I definitely, this is the first morning that me and the brother Chase been back on the Shakedown Sports Podcast in the morning, presents in the AM, whatever. And I got to talk to this brother about Logan Paul in that Ricochet match from.
Well, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got to run. But I actually have some friends that play for the Chiefs, and I can't promise anything, but I can try to get one of them to call in here sometime. Are you guys on live tomorrow, too?
We on live on Thursday, 10 a.m.
Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, well, I'll see what I can do. I can't promise anything, but I have some good friends over there. It'd be cool if one of them called from training camp or something. So,
hey, man,
your effort is
definitely well appreciated. Give me a follow on the X or Twitter or whatever it is if you're on it, at ShakesNYG. I'll look forward to hearing from you, bro.
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys
thanks,
are the best. And happy NFL season. Happy NFL preseason week.
Absolutely,
yes, sir.
Man. Good luck on your season, man.
All right, you guys.
A round of applause for me, sir. Round of applause, America. As Pat KC, Kansas City fan, joining the Shakedown Sport Podcast, chop it up with us. We appreciate you. Appreciate your dialect. Appreciate the conversation. And definitely appreciate the brother for having people pull up. And that'll be exciting for the fans and the listeners and all that. That's what's up.
Get some cheap players on the show. Oh, that's nasty. Like I say, even effort is well appreciated, man. I mean, he come through on that. Oh my gosh, that's huge. That's
absolutely
huge.
Hell yeah.
That was the Pat and KC.
That was
brother calling way more now. Call in some more, bro. Call in some more.
That's
we need more diversity over here.
Well, that's what we're here for, you know what I mean? People flock to, you know what I mean? They're cool-ass people. We're just sitting on the bench, you know what I mean? Talking shit. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, there's a crowd. Be like, oh, all these people get in my room. You know what I mean?
Right. So,
did you watch the SummerSlam?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think of the overall? Before we even get to the last part, which was crazy, I thought.
It was good. You know, it was a little bit of controversy because some matches got cut, like the United States title match was supposed to be Austin Theory versus Santos. That got scratched, and they end up doing the Battle Royal. And then the real major controversy was Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus match got scratched. And people was like, man, they really wanted to see that. So, but overall, yeah, man, the whole card was really monstrous, man. The card was great. The matches ended up being great. The outcomes of a lot of these matches was all good, man. So I give SummerSlam an A. It was a good pay-per-view event. Even though, do we even call it a pay-per-view event? I think they call it a PLE now and shit. Cause ain't no damn pay-per-view. But yeah,
I know, right? I love the fact that
yeah, man. Ain't no more pay-per-view, man. Hey, just speaking of that shit, right? Like, for the people that don't know, like, the wrestling fans of today, you know what I'm saying? Of today, that don't know that all you know is WWE Network and Peacock and shit like that. Like, for y'all fans, y'all don't know what the hell we went through before being a wrestling fan. Like, for real, before all this shit, before it was so susceptible to motherfucking watch these things. Dude, we had to watch it on pay-per-view. No, and you'd be like, okay, well, you just paid what? What you paid, like, $20, maybe $15 to watch an event? No,
hell
motherfucker.
No.
No, motherfucker. That shit was $50, $60, bruh. $50, $60 to watch a fucking SummerSlam,
hello,
bro.
Motherfucker.
You know what I mean?
To watch a SummerSlam, bro. And we was paying that shit faithfully. Like, you got that right. I got to see this match, man. But yes, man. Like, it's a whole new world out there now, and we can watch this shit. But yes, in the PLEs, in the pay-per-views, this was a great pay-per-view, man. This was a great PLE.
Man, I tried as much as people.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I think you was about to allude.
Yeah, I was just going to go on to the original question that you asked about the Ricochet match, and it's good because you know, like those both of them was high flyers, and then like it had a story behind it because I think at the Royal Rumble. No, oh my Royal Rumble. But one of these events and shit, one of the last events, Ricochet fucked up on the move. He fucked up on the move and hurt Logan Paul pretty bad. So they end up really fighting backstage, and then they went on and capitalized off of that, you know what I mean, that little heat there and shit. So, you know, this was a good, like, they match up well together. Like their styles, they both kind of high flyers, and they wanna flip and do all these things. So you get to see the acrobatic match, but it was definitely a physical match. And for Bro to use the brass knuckles on him, hey, damn!
Thought that was perfect. I said, yo, whoever wrote that in. Shouts out the heels, you know what I'm saying? But whoever wrote that in, for that to happen that way, I thought that was perfect. Based off of the match that they were having, I thought it was perfect. You know what I mean? I straight up laughed. I'm going to set the scene for you, bro. Remember Tombstone? When Doc Holliday Ringo just did the joint with the gun, you know what I mean? He just did the gunslinger moves and all that real fancy things with the gun. And then all Doc Holliday had was a little ass tin cup that he was drinking whiskey out of. And so he used that, you know what I mean, to come back, and they were battling off of who can be the dazzlingest with the guns and shit. Well, Doc Holliday didn't have no guns, so he used a little small ass tin cup. And then when he did that, Wild Bill just kind of laughed it off. You know what I'm saying? But the way he laughed, that's how I laughed when I saw him hit his ass across the face, supposedly, with those brass knuckles. I was like, I was like, that's perfect. And his asshole ass, man, I tell you, it's like Pat McAfee when they gave him a chance to really show a character, you know what I mean, and be a character, even though that was, you know, him after once the show came out. Like, that's Pat McAfee all the time. But this dude is really, you know, as much as people try to say that internet sensation or whatever, like, this dude genuinely got talent, man. And it's hella entertaining. He was a straight up asshole throughout the whole joint. I was just like, yo, dude is a straight heel, bro. And the people love it. And he loved it. And this shit, it was great.
And that's
I was
why,
like, this
you know,
is phenomenal.
No, and it's both of them, both Paul brothers as well, hated around the world, and people just want to see them get their ass kicked, and that's great, you know, that's great. That gives them the money that they give them, and you know what I mean, like, that's, you know, all publicity is good publicity to me, like, so yeah, they are well hated, and that's why Logan Paul, you know, Jake Paul, he doing his thing with the boxing, and I was even more surprised with that. Like, he's definitely a better boxer than I originally thought. And then,
that's a fact.
You know, I think Logan Paul is just great for wrestling, man. It's just like I felt like Ronda Rousey was great for wrestling. You know, she's done. She said, I'm done. I'm good. Like,
yeah,
that was my last match.
That was the worst match ever.
Yeah, it was crazy. But she, you know what I mean? If you see motherfucking Shayna Baszler's face after, like, last night, you seen her face last night? Yo, Ronda Rousey, you fucked her ass up, bro. I ain't going to hold you, bro. Like,
yeah,
her face.
She don't know how to wrestle,
done.
Bro.
Straight up, whooped her ass, bro. I'm like, God damn.
And I forgot how she got that, but she really said, I thought when she landed or something, how she landed, she was like, I bit my nose. I think. I was like, yo, dude. I was like, yeah, your nose broke.
It's crazy.
But that match was terrible. I don't know who the hell thought of that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had some good things,
but
like brass knuckles.
The thing about it was that, you know, this Ronda Rousey was like, this her last match. She didn't want to do it no more. And that's why, you know, they did it with her best friend and shit. You know what I mean? The one that she came into the business with, Shayna Baszler and shit. You know, if it's going to be her last match, she wanted to be with her best friend and shit. So, you know, they made this little quick storyline for that shit. And then, you know what I mean, gave her a little last match. And, all right, goodbye. Thank you, Ronda. And we paid you a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Paid you a lot of money. You know what I mean? You made us some money. You gave us some legitimacy. You know what I mean? So, you know, go ahead and ride off to sunset. That's how they felt.
Yeah, well, peace be to Jay, because every time she spoke on the mic, every time she wrestled, I was not a fan. You know what I mean? Ronda's sexy as hell, though, so I ain't going to say nothing about, you know, her too much. You know what I mean? But as far as you in this world, I'm good. I'm good.
I like pre-baby Ronda Rousey. Like, after baby Ronda Rousey,
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, that baby took something out of her. Oh, what was it? That baby took something out of her, man.
Already.
Like, how you lose some sexiness and shit? Like, baby just took that shit. Like, give me some of your sexiness. There you go. I'll take some of that.
So,
yeah, that's all you need. You just need that much sexiness. Just give me the rest. Shit's crazy.
That's the last thing I want to talk to you about, bro. Before we get on up out of here, appreciate everybody. Make sure you download this episode, subscribe to the tribe.
Uso match.
Shit. Huh? Oh,
Uso
no,
match.
Man. I'm just gonna stop talking and wait for you.
Oh no, no! I was asking the Uso match.
Yes, the Uso match. Gotta talk about the Uso match. I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw the end. And the end was like, where did that come from? So I guess I should have watched the whole daggone thing. But you tell me, what did you think about, was it Jimmy stopping or interfering with the pin count or whatever, doing something crazy, and Roman was able to win?
All right, so I'm a answer in two factions. I'm a answer in the storyline faction. Well, as for the storyline, and I'm a answer in, as for in real life. So for the storyline, I think it, even though, and I came on these airways and said I don't like what they doing. I don't like how they breaking this shit up. Like, I felt like they leaving money on the table with this bloodline shit. And they shouldn't have went away from it because they got more family members coming up. They could have made this shit huge. But in the storyline faction, it's fucking, not only does it, or not only is it gold, but it matches up with everything that was going on prior. You know, when you think about when this whole thing started, it was Jay being main event Jay, and he was the right-hand man to Roman Reigns. Because Jimmy was hurt. Jimmy was gone. So instead of usually, Jay, once a twin gets hurt, the other twin goes into the background. They don't even, you know, they just say, all right, well, I'll take a vacation or whatever. But not this time. This time, Jimmy got hurt. Jay stepped up. Jay went into the main event. Jay was getting title shots. So now, you go into the storyline of it, you thinking, all right, Jimmy is the big brother, like Jay said. Jay said it in a segment. You were Mr. Prom King. You was the most successful, or, you know, wanted to be most successful, and blah, 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 blah. You got all these accolades. You were the big brother. I followed you. But what happened? You got hurt. And I stepped up. Right? So, yeah, I mean, Jimmy comes back and everything is all well and dandy. They go back and they win titles and all that stuff, and that's great. But you gotta think, and I'm a big brother. I'm a big brother, so I know the feeling. Mm. When your little sibling or your younger sibling kind of outshines you more, and you like, and then your parents are giving them a little bit more praise, and you like, hey man, wait a minute, I'm the big brother. I'm used to getting that damn praise. I should be main event Jimmy. God damn it. So, Yeah, it's a little bitterness, bro. It's a little bitterness. And then Roman pointed it out. Like, look, man, we wanted you to be the next head of the table, right? We wanted you to be the next guy. But there's somebody that didn't want you to be that guy. And that's your twin. You know what I'm saying? So they've been talking, they've been telling and leading up to this point all the way. And then it happened. Because you're like, nah, Jimmy would never do that to his twin. Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would. You know what I'm saying? So I like how it's going in the storyline segment of it. It's definitely matching up. It's perfect. They doing it right. Even though I disagree that they breaking this shit up, but I get it. This is everything don't last forever. So the way they doing this and still keeping it like still bloodline relevant. Hey, I like it, man. Now as far as answering in the real life situation, man, they always grew up saying that they wanted to face each other eventually in wrestling. They wanted to end it, like when it's all said and done, they wanted to say that they wrestled each other at WrestleMania at one point in time and all that type of stuff. They already had these dreams and aspirations growing up. So it's time now that, you know, they did everything that they could do as a tag team. So now let's see what they can do as singles competitors. I'm pretty sure that they will be back together eventually. But right now, they need a singles competitive run. And that's what they are right now. And I'm all for it. Like, let's see the storyline. They definitely going to drag this storyline out. And then, well, rightfully so. But, yeah, man, this is going to be a good one. We get to see twins go at it. That they've been doing this shit all their lives. So the chemistry in the ring together is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be phenomenal. So
yeah.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy. But, yeah, this is good. Go ahead.
No problem. Real quick, we just got some breaking news, and Pat has joined back with us. But real quick, Pat, I brought you in, but hold on. Got some breaking news of the Giants' unofficial depth chart. Wanted to get this out for the people real quick, you know what I mean, as it just flashed through my phone. So wide receivers, got Isaiah Hodgins. These are all the starters, and then I'm just going to do the second string. Isaiah Hodgins, Curtis Campbell, Evan Neal, Mike Lewinsky, right guard. At center, JMS. At left guard, Ben Bredesen, Andrew Thomas, of course, Saquon, Darius Slayton, Darren Waller, Daniel Jones. Second string, Jalen Hyatt, Cole Beasley, Matt Pert. Shouts out to Matt Pert for making second string. You know what I mean? Thought she was dead, son. Joshua Zudu, Brent Bedison is also listed as the second string center. Tyree Phillips, second-string guard, left guard. Corey Cunningham is the second-string left tackle. Matt Breida, Sterling Shepard, Daniel Bellinger, Tyrod Taylor. Notable for defense, starters, nose tackle, Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, Azeez Ojulari, Tibbs, Bobby O. Darren Beavers is the will. Darren Beavers will be starting. Adoree Jackson, Deontay Banks, Darnay Holmes, Jason Pinnock, starting at strong safety. Go ahead, Jason Pinnock. He won the job over Dane Belton. He is the second string. Cordell Flott is the second string under Darnay Holmes. And Xavier McKinney is the first string. Nick McLeod is the second string.
Bro, this is an unofficial death chart, but go ahead, continue.
Yeah, unofficial. That's it. I told him it was unofficial. But yeah, we got
like wanted, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you giving them no award right now. But go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Wish we had more time. Pat, what you got?
Welcome back, Pat. What's going on, man?
All right, well, Peace and love, everybody. We out.
No doubt. End of the live section.
Yeah, we still live. This is the podcast portion. So, Pat, if you did have anything, the broadcast is over, but we're still recording. But yeah.
Still on. It's the ending part, bro. Yeah, it seems like he just want to listen. Or something's going on.
But yeah, unofficial depth chart came out, though. But yeah, that was it, man. Trey Hawkins is behind Adoree Jackson. Michael McFadden is behind Darian Beavis so far.
Okay.
I thought Tamon Fox would probably be here. Or at least listed here, you know what I mean? I would have him over Zimenez, if you ask me.
So, two things that sticks out to me, pause. Well, three things. First off, Darian Beavis being unofficially the first world linebacker, as they called it, that's huge for me because that was something that I was worried about, or not even worried, but a little concerned, like, all right, how is he going to come back from this injury? And if, you know, they seeing him every day for, like, what, 3-4 weeks? And even more than that, you know, they seeing him more in the off season, but they actually seeing him, you know, with the contact and sitting out there running for 3-4 weeks every day, and they got the confidence that he's back. So now I got more confidence that he's back. So to hear that he's unofficially the number one will, that's awesome. The number two thing that stuck out to me was, of course, Pinnock being the starting safety right now. That's huge. We'll see how far that goes, but that is huge that he is the number one safety on the depth chart right now. And the other thing that stuck out to me was the Ben Bredesen at left guard thing, right? Because, and it's not him being at left guard, but it's more of, you know, they also have him at backup center as well, which tells me they may go one less offensive lineman because of that factor that they feel like he fills in two duties there. So if, God forbid, knock on wood, JMS gets an injury, they'll just slide Bredesen at center and probably use whoever that they, Azudu or somebody at left guard, if that stays the lineup. So, yeah, very interesting things that I noticed from the unofficial depth chart. But
okay,
we'll see how that goes throughout the preseason.
That's good stuff right there. I like that. And they also got Eric Gray listed here as the punt returner, Gary Brightwell as the kick returner. And they got the pimp behind him. The pimp?
The pimp! Let's go.
Bro,
do I get to see it? Do I get to see it on Friday, man? Is pimp going to sit there and take the punts or the kicks, bro?
I think you might know
how happy and pumped up I would be, yo, to see that shit?
And we're
going to be
chance.
Live on air. The pimp!
The pimp, Khalil Pimp, is listed as the second string punt returner behind Eric Gray, so strong chance you will.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I want to see it, bro. It's a good chance to get to see it. Let's go, pimp.
Rooting for you, pimp.
Definitely, bro. Y'all know I'm the one. Y'all mean I'm the hardcore, like, man. I don't care, man. Y'all better not forget about the pimp. Everybody want to disrespect the pimp. That's all right. He gonna pimp stroll up in this motherfucking 53 man roster.
Yeah. Nah, this should be good. I can't wait. Man, and make sure if you guys are listening to this right now, America, Giants Nation, Big Blue Nation, everybody, fans, sports fans alike, make sure you download. This will be posted on our YouTube, Shakedown Media Network. Please go to there. And also come on here on Blog Talk and download and subscribe as well. Subscribe here, subscribe there. We are everywhere. So please, please, please download. Subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend. Shouts out to J-Rock, Black Freezy, Black Productions, Either Chosen One, Complete Our Team, Shakes Montana for joining me this morning. We will be back Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And 10
a.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, sir. We will be back. And enjoy the week. Tune in for the roundtable that we got going on tomorrow night on our flagship Shakedown Sports Podcast on Shakedown Media Network. We have the roundtable NFC West.
NFC West Roundtable, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Shakedown Media Network. Also, check out the Shakedown DMV at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, man. Check those shows out, man. Check out all the work that we do up there, man. Leave a like on the videos, man. If you ain't subscribed by now, go ahead and go subscribe for us so we can hit this algorithm. But, man, it's been an awesome show. Going to be back tomorrow with a whole bunch of content for y'all. So y'all stay tuned. And like we always say around this time, I don't expect y'all to agree with us, but damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown up in New York, Giants on that drive for five, and we out of there. Take us away, LRP.
Yo, 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 y'all just been shook up by the Shakedown, and we out of here.
All right, good night.
Shout out to Pat from KC.